Boker Tov, everyone. We are finishing up some Kuflam and Aleph. We're up to page 26, Kuflam and Beis. We're in the middle of talking about bowing down an Eved Maskis. What's the Raisa? What's the Rabbanon? What's Mutter L'Chatchila? And what our minig is on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, while we put the things on the floor. All those things we talked about last time. But a couple more things over here is what we need to talk about is what happens if you have a carpeted floor. Okay, if you have a carpeted floor, the Chori, you already have a half stick between the floor and your face. So, Enoch Hanami, many poskim are makel. Any business are makel. If you have a shatiach, that's why in some shows they will not put anything down because they're makel. That if it's a carpeted floor, then you don't have to put it down. Rosh Shlomo Zalman himself is mechalik between a permanent carpet or like a rug that they put down, like a floor rug that they put down, like we moved and stuff like that. If it's a permanent rug, it's like buckled to the floor and you should put something down to be masik between your head and the floor. But if you're putting something down as a temporary thing that can be moved around, Zakavos, that's more nicker than it's a hefsik between the floor and your face, and therefore he would be more make like that. So I guess in the rows that they put down those mats in Yeshiva Bar Yosef, when we go ahead and daven Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that really bigger than should be good enough. We still hand out the paper because a lot of people are not near those things in the aisles. And anyways, there's nothing wrong with putting out an extra thing to be masik between your head and the head and the floor. Okay, now, Morina Rabin Rav Nevinzal himself said, or Machmer for sure, on a marble floor, okay, marble floor, Shatiach, there's more room to be makel, and even on a wooden floor, there's more room to be makel because it's not Doma to an Evan Maskitz, but then, we still try and put it down, especially when there's tiles and things like this, we try and put it down similar to Evan Maskitz. Morina Rabin Rav Nevinzal points out over here, in Dira Maskel, okay, this might be, he says, Adam is kofif ad the ritzpa mamish. Someone who is bending down until the floor. Okay, he's bending over. Let's say, I don't know, he's doing stretches. He's stretching all the way down to the floor. Ulai tsarstia chatzitza bin a rosh l'ritzpa. Maybe that looks like bowing down, and therefore, you should have a hesed between your head and the floor. Therefore, he says, gambi tamlut. If you're exercising chadome, push-ups and things like this where your face is going to the floor, Mishul Marisa Ayin, you should put something down to be masik. You should put a towel down, something else to be masik between your floor, your head and the floor. Especially if you're doing it on tiles, for sure, a stone floor, if you're exercising, for sure, you would have to be machmir, according to Marina Rabbeinu Nevinzal, because of Marisa Ayin, to put something down to be masik between your face and the floor. Once again, there's more room to it. If it's a wooden floor, for sure, there's a mat down that's going to be good enough, or a carpeted floor, more room to be makel, then you not have to worry about this. But other than that, Marina Rabbeinu Nevinzal holds that you should be doing it, even if when you're exercising, to put something to be mafsik between your face and the floor. Moving on to Simen Kuf, Lamed Beis, really Kuf Lamed Alva is more about the dinim of Tachlin. Now we go on to invite Dine Kedusha Suvalet Zion. We get to the Tefillah of Uvalet Zion, which is the Iker over here, is the Kedusha that we say in the Bible called Kedusha de Sidra. Now, the Gemara tells us in Masechet Sota, the Gemara in Sota goes on and says that the world is basically deteriorating, okay? So it says if it's constantly deteriorating, how is it not going to be destroyed? How is it not just fall apart? Answers the Gemara because Kedusha de Sidra. Kedusha de Sidra keeps the world going, okay? So that should lead us in the point that this is obviously a very significant Tfilo of Alitzion, that's what keeps the world going. Why Kedusha de Sidra? As you notice, but you may not notice because you don't understand Hebrew, you don't understand Aramaic. But we first say the words in Hebrew of the Kedusha, and then we translate it in Aramaic. It's the same words, okay? And that's the significance over here. It's supposed to be that you actually understand what you're saying over here. So therefore, even the Amaratzim, they will still at least understand the Kedusha, a little bit of Torah during the day. They'll understand the Kedusha that they're saying over there, and that's what keeps the world going. Why we don't translate into English nowadays is it's a good question. It might be some words are very difficult to translate into English, but that's what's going on over here. You have the Kedusha and the Tirgum. Says the Mechaber over here, Mitargamina and Kedusha of Uvalet Zion, we are Mitargim. We translate the Kedusha of Uvalet Zion. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sikat Nalev Kedeshi Yavinu Akol, in order that everyone knows what's going on over here in the Kedusha of Uvalet Zion. So if you don't know what's going on, you should at least learn the words in English, but you should know what you are saying. Says the Mechaber V'tzarech Lizayir Bo Me'od L'Om Rav Kavana. You have to be very careful. You don't find these words very often over here. And it's Rabbi Tzilo. You have to be very careful with saying this Tefillah B'Kavana. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan beis damrinim bigamara, like I said before, miyom shecharav mikdash, when the beis hamikdash is destroyed, alma koya kedusha desidra, the world rests on the kedusha desidra, the kedusha of Valetzion. That is what the world is keeping the world going. Okay, so you're telling me you're Shmoneser, you're telling me you're Dachlin, you think the davening's over? This is a Valetzion, this is extremely, extremely important tefillah. Okay, that we add in certain. We got Motzi Shabbos. We don't say it on Shabbos. We wait for Motzi Shabbos to say it. Kishmach reason davar. This is not the time to start announcing things to the tzibur in the middle of these tefillahs. You should do it before Ashrei, points out the Mishnah Berurah, not to do it in the middle over here. Says the Rama. Is a Yachid allowed to say the Kedusha? Obviously the Kedusha in Shemana Esrei, in Chazar HaShas, a Yachid is not allowed to say. Okay, is a Yachid allowed to say the Kedusha of the Sidre, or it can only say it in the Tzibor? Says the Ramah, it's the same din in Dina Kedin Kedusha Shem Yotzer. It's the same din like the Kedusha in Yotzer and Me'oros that we say before and during Berkas Kriyat Shema. It's the same din. So what's the din over there? Says the Ramah, I know, Semen Nun Tes. In Helgas Pesuga, in Helgas Berkas Kriyat Shema, the beginning of Helgas Berkas Kriyat Shema, Semen Nun Tes. It talks about it over there. What is the Halacha L'maisa? Okay, so we'll finish off the Ramah, and then we'll go see the Mishnah Berurah. Yachid amro v'lo b'shnayim, ve'ein lo amro v'kol rav. A Yachid says it, and not two people, ve'ein lo amro v'kol, you don't say it out loud. Okay, you do not say the tirgum of the Kedusha Desidra, you do not say out loud, you say it to yourself. Okay, that's just a separate inyan than whether you need a tzibor to say this. Even amongst the tzibor, you should say it quiet. If you say it quiet. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over here says, what's the law over here? Do you need a minion to say it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, they've got to give him a vayin lal simin des. The sham masik or a mother or a mob paskins and simin des the pashit a minig lomar af v'yach. The minig is to say it even b'yachidus. Umikol makom, nevertheless, even though you're allowed to say it b'yachidus, l'chat chila tov yotra lomar b'tzibor, it's much better to say it along with the tzibor. To say it b'tzibor is much better. V'alkei, okay. Therefore, Allah Chalamaisa, you're not up to the Tzibor. The Tzibor gets to the Kedusha of Elitzion. You're not there. Al-Kadim, but Tzibor, it's still lower. We have Takadosh. Not the first two Pesikim, Uvalitzion, and the Pesik about Bris. No, not those two, but the Pesik that says the Takadosh, Shape Laisrael, that's the beginning of the Kedusha. Vu lo amar dain Asher Uvalitzion. He has not said Asher Lanseach Uvalitzion yet. Yesh lo lo omro imahem. You go ahead and you skip. And you say the Kedusha with the Tzibor, since their opinion is all you can only say with the Tzibor, and for sure it has more koach when you say with the Tzibor. The Acharkach, after you've now said it with the Tzibor, so then Achar Yomar Ashrei Vlanatzeach, you go back and then you could say Ashrei Vlanatzeach, V'gam Ashnei Pesukim Shekodem V'Achta Kadosh, Tanu Valetzion V'Anu Yuzos Brisi, the two Pesukim over there, Valetzion, you go back and say those afterwards. When you say it afterwards, Maureen Rabbi Nor Nemetzal says you can either go back right now, or you can finish all of Valetzion, you can finish the Yagdil Torah V'Yadir, and then you can go afterwards to say Ashrei Lanetzeach in the first two Pesukim of Valetzion afterwards. But the Iker is to say the Kedusha with the Tzibor. So even though, if you're Davi and Biachidas, you still say Valetzion, you still say the Kedusha, you still say the Kedusha Desidra. If you're with the Tzibor though, and you're not up to the Tzibor, you should skip and say, up until the Tirgum of Hashem Yimloch Liolam Bo'ed, okay? Hashem Achu Sei Kal Yom, that you should say with the Tzibor, and then you can go back afterwards if you want. Now. He says, Upsuke Kedusha, Viter in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkan Dalad, wrote to Loma. What does it mean of Kedusha Shibatar? What's the Loma? The Psuke Kedusha Shibalosh and HaKodesh, Namrim Dafke Barab. You could say it out loud. That's why we say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. We say that out loud. That you should say out loud. Upsuke hakadosh shivatargum. Now we daf gibi yachid the fishikol shivalashin targum in lomar tam rabim. We don't say the psukim of targum out loud with the rabim. Valkei kisha omrim kadosh de tzibur tzibur omer kol yachid bifnei atzel bilachash targum shal kadosh. You should say the targum quietly to yourself. Das lo mikri tzibur. That's not considered a tzibur. You say it to yourself. Zemash yisiyam a rab shalom nar bekol rab. If you're not davening with the tzibor, you can say it out loud. That's not like saying it. It's not a din of saying it out loud. It's a din of saying it with the tzibor, which you're not supposed to do. If you've ever heard certain people saying even the tirgum out loud, some of them probably don't know the halacha, and they're doing something incorrect. But there is a sheet that rhymes the Ariza. The Ariza, if you see someone who does know what they're doing, and they still say it out loud, I believe over here in this long
Jeez, 1 second. Yeah, in Dira Maslow Shnaim. Says the Ayin B'Sefer HaKavonos in the Shari Tshuva, Shari Loya Choshesh Hazeh, Ve'alma Omer Milos HaTargum B'Kol Ram.
So the Rizal would used to say it also out loud. So if you hear someone doing it, they're not necessarily wrong. They could be following the opinion of the Rizal, even though we do not follow the opinion of the Rizal. We follow the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah to say it quietly. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Mem Zayin points out other very, very important parts of Halacha you should know. If you open up your Aval Tzion Aleri, there's a lot of very strong psukim. One of them is, we say, L'man lo nigal arik v'lo neila lebelo. Over here, we talk a lot about Limud Torah, and our Limud Torah, we're davening for our children's Limud Torah. Okay? So the Mishnah Berurah over there, in Siman Mem Zayin, Sikad Yod, says when you say, L'man lo nigal arik v'lo neila lebelo, shouldn't have children for naught. Children for naught means children are not osik v'torah. Okay, so he says your kavanah, your tefillah should be on your children, that they should be lomdei Torah with tzaddikim. The Mishnah Berurah says that's a great, great time to be davening for your children. In terms of sitting or standing uval etzion, most posts can follow the Zohar that says your bedafka are supposed to sit for uval etzion. The Chazon Ish held your bedafka is supposed to stand for uval etzion. And if you ever watch Moreno Rabbeinu Devin Sol Davin, he is makbid like the Chazon Ish. Okay, he would stand up, went to get to Vata Kadosh back in the day when he used to sit up until Vata Kadosh, and then he would stand when they got to Vata Kadosh. So nowadays, where it's harder for him to sit and stand, he just stands the whole time from after Shmona Esrei till after Chazaz Esrei, from after Kaddish, after Tachnun, until Vata Kadosh. He is Machmir like the Chazanish, or he is Paskins like the Chazanish, that one stands for the Kedusha of Alitzio. Okay, now. One last thing over here. Yirat Somil Fanacha Shabakanosh Shinishmochu Kecha Balamazet. The last paragraph of Balatzion over there, very interestingly, there is a Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tfilin that talks about if you say a bracha or not when you take off your tfilin. There are those who are based on Yerushalmi that used to make a bracha of Shinishmochu Kecha on taking off your tfilin. We paskin, you do not say this bracha. As we all know, we don't make a bracha when we take off our tefillin. But Rosh Hashanah Zalman used to do something. He used to say, when we got to that prayer, it's the same word, Shanish Baruch Hu Kecha B'lamazeh, okay, when he got to those words of Uval Etzion, he used to take off the tefillin of his yad to represent similar to this bracha. It happens to be, the Mishnah Berurah says, anyways, when you do it on Rosh Chodesh, when you take off your tefillin on Rosh Chodesh, anyways, right after Uval Etzion, he also mentions to do this. Rosh Hashanah Zalman, quoted in the Licha Shlomo, Perek Yud Aleph, Ara 45, he used to do this every day to start taking off his tefillin at that point of Yiratzon Mevenecha Hashem, Shanish Baruch Hu Kecha B'lamazeh. Ad kan for today.